You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Tom Shelton, and this is episode number 2011. Our topic today is hrefling tag usage and limitations.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do.
Ha ha ha. Hrefling tag usage and limitations.
Welcome to today's podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing the usage and limitations of hrefling tags. These tags are essential for websites that wish to target specific international audiences and enhance their overall user experience. They play a crucial role in search engine optimization and help search engines understand the languages and regional variations of a website's content. However, despite their importance, hrefling tags come with certain limitations that we will explore in detail.
To begin with, let's discuss the proper usage of hrefling tags. These tags are primarily used to indicate the language and geographical targeting of a web page. They provide search engines with clear signals about the intended audience, ensuring that the right version of a web page appears in search results for a particular region or language. By implementing hrefling tags correctly, website owners can maximize their organic search traffic and ultimately increase conversions.
When it comes to implementing hrefling tags, there are several best practices to keep in mind. Firstly, each variation of a web page should have a specific hrefling tag pointing to the other language or regional versions. This helps search engines understand the relationship between different pages and ensures accurate targeting. Additionally, it is crucial to use valid language or country codes for hrefling tags. These codes follow ISO standards and provide search engines with necessary information about the targeted audience.
Another important factor to consider when using hrefling tags is the implementation method. There are two main methods to implement hrefling tags: HTML link element and HTTP header. The HTML link element is the most commonly used method, as it allows for flexible placement in the page's head section. On the other hand, HTTP header implementation requires server-level modifications, making it more suitable for advanced implementations or when no access to the HTML code is available. Now, let's move on to the limitations of hrefling tags. Despite their usefulness, these tags can be challenging to implement correctly, especially for larger websites with numerous language variations. Properly managing hrefling tags requires meticulous attention to detail and ongoing monitoring to ensure that they are not misinterpreted by search engines. Incorrect implementation can lead to ranking fluctuations and confusion for both search engines and users.
Another limitation of hrefling tags is that they only work within the same domain. This means that if a website has multiple domains for targeting different regions or languages, hrefling tags alone cannot establish a connection between them. In such cases, additional measures, such as using rel equals canonical, or implementing cross-domain tracking, may be necessary to ensure proper targeting.
Furthermore, it is important to note that hrefling tags are just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to international SEO. While they help search engines understand the language and regional targeting of a web page, other factors, such as localized content, relevant backlinks, and user-friendly design, also play a significant role in achieving international visibility and ranking.
In conclusion, hrefling tags are indispensable for websites targeting specific international audiences. Their correct implementation can greatly enhance a website's search engine performance and overall user experience. However, it is crucial to be aware of the limitations and challenges associated with hrefling tags. Meticulous attention to detail, ongoing monitoring, and considering other factors of international SEO are essential to maximize the benefits of hrefling tags and achieve successful international targeting. That brings us to the end of today's podcast. We hope you found this discussion helpful and informative. Thank you for tuning in. This is all for today, friends. My name is Tom and this was episode 2011 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.